45 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering on a beautiful fall day. Sunshine today, 73. We're going to see 70s and 80s into next week. James Timberlake?
Yeah, I'm going to Denver next week, and I might not have to pack anything cooler.
I know.
Which is not what I was expecting.
Love it. This is great. This is how fall's supposed to be.
70s and 80s is how fall's supposed to be? I don't know about that.
Yeah, well,
I was thinking like 50s, 60s.
Nah,
you get crisp.
Normally, fall temperatures are around 72 and lows around 40 is all the right. Normal high and low for this time of year. But I purposely took the back road home. I was in Montana this last weekend, and I purposely took the back road home.
Why would you do that?
The fall colors, spectacular.
Oh, the trees are starting to change and whatnot?
They are. And the colors were absolutely spectacular. It was fun. Great ride home. Julio Iglesias, 82 today. Singer. Bruce Springsteen, the boss. Born to Run, 76 today. On the day book, 63 B.C., Caesar Augustus was born in Rome on this date.
Mm-hmm.
1642, Harvard holds its first commencement. 1779, during the Revolutionary War, the American warship Bonhomme Richard, commanded by John Paul Jones,
JPJ,
defeats the HMS Serapis after Jones declares, "I have not yet begun to fight."
We all remember that very positively, but if he loses that, I mean, it goes down as an ultimate clown comment.
Right, exactly. You're either the goat or the hero, man.
Yep.
All right. 1780, British spy John Andre captured along with papers revealing Benedict Arnold's plot to surrender West Point to the British.
That's right, yeah.
1806. Lewis and Clark expedition returns to St. Louis from the Pacific Northwest.
Now we don't have anybody named Benedict anymore.
No, we don't. I was on that river Lewis and Clark came back from yesterday.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Still a little choppy. I don't know what that river looks like.
Fairly low. But found some good old agates on the Yellowstone yesterday, James.
You know, if there's agates to be found, you will find them, is what I found out.
Great day yesterday. 1859, Daniel Emmett publishes "I Wish I Was in Dixie" on this date.
I don't even know what that is.
Song.
Oh, okay.
1926, well, it was a book too. 1926, Gene Tunney scores a 10-round decision over Jack Dempsey to win the world heavyweight boxing title in Philadelphia, 1926.
Okay.
Farm Animal Awareness Week.
Sure.
All right.
Makes sense around here.
Yes. International Week of the Deaf on this date.
Sure.
Ballroom Dance Week, James. I know you're just dying to get some ballroom dance lessons.
I've been
in.
Known for my ballroom dancing.
Yes, I think so. I think you should take lessons.
Absolutely.
It is Deaf Dog Awareness Week. And it's also Dog Week.
Okay.
Employ Older Workers Week. Yeah.
Sure.
Heck yeah.
Why not?
Stay active, man. Keep Kids Creative Week. Remember Sea Otter Awareness Week.
Okay. Love sea otters.
World Hearing Aid. World Hearing Aid Awareness Week. It is Sign Language Day.
Sure.
All right. Great American Pot Pie Day.
Okay.
I'm not much on pot pie. You like pot pies?
I'm not a pot pie guy
I'm
either.
Not either.
No, it's
too much crust.
Well, see, that's the part I like. To be honest with you, I'm a crust guy, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big crust guy. But pies aren't supposed to be, for me anyways, this is just my opinion. When I think of pie, I don't think of savory. I'm a sweet pie guy. So
yeah, me too.
When I bite into a pie and I'm getting, you know, gravy and peas and carrots, it's just a massive disappointment, you know?
I'm sweet everything.
Yeah.
It's sweet. I like it.
There's other versions of that, though, where I'm like, I could go either way.
It was funny yesterday, and I should have brought this up just a second ago. I was traversing, hiking along Yellowstone River as with my brother.
Rocks.
We were hiking and getting rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yellowstone River, growing up along there, you know, we have seen in my lifetime so many things come down that river.
Right.
But I saw first yesterday.
Okay.
Which is not unusual, I wouldn't think, but it is to me. It was unusual that I saw a boat carrier in the water.
What is that? What is a boat carrier?
Well, you know, you drag your boat along, you know, right? You got to have a boat.
Oh, like for that you hook on like the back of your car?
Yeah, or your truck.
That was floating down the river?
It wasn't floating. Oh. It was stationary. And at first I walk by and I'm looking out and I'm going, that looks like
A boat carrier. Oh.
So, not a boat itself.
Was there a boat on it?
No, there wasn't a boat.
Oh. Yeah, you stumbled along. That's
a boat trailer. And I'm like, that's a boat trailer. And I was just like, it is a boat trailer. And I was like, where's the boat?
This feels like the plot
Did somebody go home without their trailer?
This feels like the plot to Mystic River.
That's what I was trying to figure out. It's like, my brother and I were saying to each other, it was like, Hey, couldn't make it home, so...
I left the trailer there.
You know? It was like, how did you get the boat home after that? So, yeah, it was boat trailer in the water. It was like, I was kind of curious. What is the story behind the boat trailer?
They just drove the boat home?
And did you just drag it home?
Yeah.
Or what'd you do? So, anyway. Go buy a lottery ticket tonight, James. The jackpot sits at $451 million.
I still haven't done that yet.
No, I need to, too. I haven't done it either. Okay. Sister Renee Parman, Catholic nun, Ohio, 105th birthday. She celebrated playing golf with her fellow sisters. Love it. Sister Parman began her journey to become a nun at 18. She only discovered golf in her 40s. When her fellow sisters encouraged her to try it, she says, her simple advice, playing golf, just hit the ball. Doesn't matter how far it goes. Just hit the ball. That's good advice.
That is good advice.
You know? You don't have to bang it.
No.
Right?
You'll get better at golf once you start forgetting about power and worrying more about accuracy.
You're exactly right.
That's when you'll start to get better.
I agree.
But then you'll have one game where you're just shanking everything and you're like, why do I play this? Why do I do this?
And then you get to the 18th hole and probably eagle it.
Yeah.
And then you're going, I'm buying new golf clubs.
Yeah, man. Exactly. That actually happened to me like this year. I played really well, and I was like, I got to get fitted.
I could be really good at this. I got to get some new golf clubs.
Yeah.
Right? That last hole, I birdied that, man. I'm in.
Like, I hit that drive really well. I'm coming back tomorrow.
I know, right? I love it. Hey, eat your broccoli. You like broccoli?
No, not a broccoli.
I do. I like it has to be, though.
Like grilled?
Grilled or steamed.
Yeah.
I love that.
You don't like raw broccoli?
Not necessarily. But the thing of it is, I'll eat it, but then you're putting it in dips. It's like that kind of defeats the purpose of eating a broccoli if you're
true
dipping it in dips that are, you know,
that's like high calorie. It's like when you're eating like carrots, but you'll dip it in ranch. It's like, well, wait a minute.
Right, exactly. I know, right?
I love carrots and ranch, though. I'll slam that. Like it's nothing.
Well, a new study out. Chemicals found in broccoli and cabbage help protect against lung cancer. It was a 10-year study.
That's good.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
Guess I'll eat some more broccoli.
Well, I guess I'm not going to. You know. I'll stay where I'm at.
All right. You're not a selfie guy. You don't take selfies.
I don't take a lot of pictures in general. I think if I told people how many pictures I actually had in my camera roll, they would be shocked.
No, I wouldn't be. That doesn't surprise me. I'm not. I know. But social media culture... Obviously.
Right.
You see people all the time. Oh, yeah. People are constantly taking selfies, which I hate doing.
Yeah, I'm not. The people that have the confidence to do that in public, more power to them.
Yeah. Because
I cannot.
Right.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, that's their own thing. You want to do that? Fine. Knock yourself up.
And honestly, we're probably the abnormals in this situation.
Probably are.
That's probably more common than ever.
But check this out. Compiled recent data, James, 425 selfie deaths.
Oh.
From March 2014 to June 2024, 10-year period.
And, Bob, you really know how to bring it down, let me tell you.
So, careful out there.
True.
Right?
Just don't be an idiot when you're taking a selfie.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, I guess.
In China, a man on an electric scooter, internet famous now, he collided with a temporary traffic light, and his head got stuck in it.
Well, that's a Looney Tune right there.
That is a Looney Tune.
That's an episode of Looney Tunes.
Yeah. After the impact, emergency services were called. They spent 40 minutes, probably 20 of it laughing. No, they didn't. Carefully cutting the metal casing to free him.
Honestly, that's a good question for a firefighter. Like, what are those calls that you've gone to where you're like, I have to hold in my laugh here. Because this is hilarious.
I got to hold back because this isn't good.
Yeah.
But this is really
funny.
But I don't want to, you know, it's pretty serious at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Big things, the largest things on our planet. Great Wall of China.
Right.
13,000 miles. Largest wall ever constructed on Earth.
Kind of crazy.
I know. Blue whale. Largest animal. Yeah. Average length, 100 feet. 200 ton. Jeez.
Mammal, too.
I know. Largest desert, Sahara.
Sahara, yeah.
Covering 0.6 million square miles.
Used to be water.
I know. Right. You're right.
Used to be underwater.
Yep. The Great Barrier Reef, 1,400 miles off Australia's coast.
Mm-hmm.
Reefs are so cool.
I don't know if I've ever.
Well, you know what, James? I'm going to take you up into the higher elevations of the Bighorns, and I'm going to show you a coral reef.
Yeah, also been underwater.
Yeah.
That's right.
A lot of people don't realize. I know there's many that do, but there's coral reef up there.
Yeah.
They're going, what? It's like, yes.
Basically.
It used to be underwater.
Most of. Where we are on planet Earth has been underwater at some point.
Yeah. Largest canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Yes. Carved by what river?
The Colorado River.
Very good, James. Stretching how many miles?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, okay. 277.
That's shorter than I thought.
Up to 18 miles wide. You know what the really cool canyon is? Best kept secret. Just across the border here in Montana, Bighorn Canyon.
Hmm.
Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. I was coming home yesterday, and I was like, I saw the sign. I'm like, you know what? I should have taken some more time.
Yep.
Stop, because I haven't been there for a while. Bighorn Canyon is spectacular.
Was it also carved by a river?
Yes.
The Yellowstone River? Or no?
No. Yeah. No.
What, a river.
Why am I?
River.
Yes.
That's all we need. Yeah. No.
Why can't I remember that? Bighorn River. Okay.
Oh, Bighorn River. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, this is pretty. I've never seen this. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. And it's right across the border.
Yeah.
It's like a couple hours from here.
National Park.
Yeah.
Too.
Carved by the Bighorn River. I mean, that takes... How long do you think that takes to carve out?
Oh, man. An amount of time that is unfeasible to the human brain.
Exactly. Largest amphitheater, which, you know, many stadiums are still built today.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Oh, it's a stadium?
Yep. Amphitheater.
Slash stadium?
Yeah, you can say that.
Is it, I was going to say Radio City Music Hall. But
no, largest amphitheater, Colosseum in Rome.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We don't even use it as that anymore, though. Does that count still?
But thing with it is, most places, you know, it's amazing the architecture is still used today. Same concept, right?
Yep.
Largest shopping mall. No, thanks. I would have guessed that. No, Dubai.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think they have the tallest building, too.
Talk about a place with some of the best PR on planet Earth. Dubai.
Yeah.
But, like, you go there and you're like, ugh. This is bad.
Largest shopping mall. 1,200 shops. Jeez.
Yeah. No, it's straight consumerism in Dubai.
What's the name of that building?
The Burj Khalifa.
Yes, Burj Khalifa.
Mile high.
Not quite, but close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close to a mile high. I think it's like 5,000.
This is on my bucket list of places to go. Largest tree by volume.
Is it in California or Redwood of some kind?
Yes, it's California Sequoia National Park.
There you go.
I have a friend that owns a radio station just like a stone's throw away from there.
Mm-hmm.
And he always tells me, you're wanting to come here, so when are you going to come here?
Those are
amazing.
Yeah. Unfathomable trees.
It is. They're totally unfathomable. Okay. 31% of us won't do this ever to our car.
Detail it.
Clean or wash, yeah.
That's close, yeah.
Not you, James.
Nope. I've detailed it once, and I want to do it again.
Yeah. So there you go.
Go detail your car.
Yeah, get her done. Going to be a beautiful sunny day today in the neighborhood, James. 73 degrees. Enjoy. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan.